What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show out.
With John Lopez.
It is what it is, means nothing.
And Reggie Adetula.
And that, my friends, is a scorigami.
Always live, always local.
713, what's the damn number? 572-4610.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah. You're in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Hope you're having a good one on this Wednesday. And hit us up on the text line, 713-572-4610, as we do our question of the day. What is your pure hater sports opinion? Again, just based off of just hateration, maybe not even maybe acknowledging that, you know, it might not be necessarily all based in facts. You might be having a little hate. There's a space for that right here in this segment, because Marlon Humphrey, you know him, he's a cornerback that plays for the Baltimore Ravens. They got knocked out in the divisional round this weekend. And
God bless Marlon Humphrey for what he said.
Yeah, God bless him. I feel like there's a lot of Texans fans that are rolling with Marlon Humphrey in this moment. Probably just a lot of football fans that are rolling with Marlon Humphrey, as the Chiefs have kind of become some level of like evil empire in some ways. We love the natural arc of build you up to become a dynasty and then tear you down because we believe that you win it too much. That is where the Chiefs are at some ways. And Marlon Humphrey got on Twitter yesterday at 1:57 p.m. And said, "I have no reason of saying this other than being a hater. The Bills or whatever NFC team has got to beat the Chiefs. We can't let them keep getting away with this." Just pure hateration. And he acknowledged it. He's like, "Look, man, I'm just being a hater." I acknowledge it.
Good for him, by the way.
One of these teams got to win. And it wasn't even like they will win. It wasn't like, "I believe in the Bills. They look good this year. They're running the football well. They've got, you know, the defense actually stepped up, stopping the run against the Ravens." No, it wasn't none of that. It was just one of these other teams, one of these other three teams needs to win because I need these Chiefs to go down.
Yeah.
And so I was like, "Look, man, I appreciate the spirit of being a hater coming out. So let's all get into the spirit of being a hater real quick and get your hater opinions out."
First of all, God bless him, because I think he's speaking for the masses there. All-star games, every all-star game now. It used to be just a couple here and there, or maybe one that you didn't like. I think every all-star game, I just hate them. Just pick a sport outside of hockey. Because hockey, the thing with hockey is most people don't watch hockey across the country. I know certain areas are it's rampant.
Yeah, it's very, very regional.
It's very regional.
Yeah.
So, like, hockey, when there's no defense played and they have all these skills competitions and stuff and all this offense, you're like, "Hey, wow, look at the skills of these guys." So it actually helps hockey, you know, to have that.
If you say so. It feels like they've been cycling.
Well, I'm saying
all-star.
It's entertaining. It's good to watch on Twitter or whatever. But MLB, it's nonsense.
Are you one of those people that believed it was better when there were stakes on it?
No. Okay. But I think they played harder. And one thing I irrationally hate is that they don't use their team's uniform.
Yeah, I love that. I'm back in. I just hate that they
come up with these uniforms. NBA. Love the NBA. Your all-star game is garbage.
Well, you got Mike Daigneault will be the Western Conference, coach, as you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder have clinched that one seed
for
the West. So him and an assistant will coach two of the four teams in the little round robin tournament. I think the same thing will go.
And the NFL doesn't even care anymore. They just raised the white flag altogether. Screw it.
They're like, it's not even one game. We're just going to put on some content for ESPN. Y'all come watch.
It's ridiculous.
Figgy, I want to get to your hater opinion here. I realized as I was thinking about this, there's a few of them, but the one that I just kind of want to get off of my chest, and I realized this year especially, because remember, the AL Central was really good this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was really good. I don't give a damn about no Central teams. I don't know. Like, I just don't, like, you couldn't get me to care about the Twins, the Guardians, or the Royals. I just do not care.
White Sox.
And again, it is pure hateration, because, like, they were good this year. I mean, the Guardians were good they this year. I mean, 92-win team. I just couldn't care. I could not care any, like, just I don't care about the Central divisions. And maybe that was built off of being pretty mediocre for, like, a decade. But I was just like, I don't give a damn about no Central division teams. AL or NL, to be completely honest. Actually, that's not true. There's a couple NL Central teams that I care about.
I hate the way the NBA pay some of these players that we have no idea who they are or how overrated they are, man. I'm going to bring it up. Tobias Harris.
Yeah.
I hate how much he makes. And look, it's not my money. Shout out to Spillane, Adam Spillane.
That's right.
It's not my money, but I hate the way they pay these players.
You're not wrong. It's like, there are guys that I'm like, who?
Yeah.
And he got a 5-year, $80 million contract.
Yeah. I'm like, it's just like, man, like, as much.
Everybody's Timofey Mozgov now.
Fam, as much as we've been talking about Tobias Harris, how he never show up in the playoffs, I think Kendrick Perkins said if you send them to Chipotle for some food, he'd come back with a bag full of napkins. This dude got $50 million a year this offseason, man.
You know who agrees with you on this take? Every football player.
Yes.
Like they are all like, hey man, how is it? And of course, there are reasons, right? There, like, the economics make sense, and yet still nobody cares. Hey, like, how the hell is Franz Wagner making $45 million a year?
And this is why I really hate it too, because I don't want to be that person that try to bring it to real life.
Mm-hmm.
But stuff been going up all around this country, and my paycheck ain't going up. Like, so the NBA,
but Rudy Gobert can make $41 million somehow.
Just because you get a new TV contract, now you got to get paid more.
You want to be sick? Tobias Harris career earnings, $273 million,
man.
$273 million.
Hey, get you a solid 15 whenever you need.
$1 million.
That is ridiculous.
Also, when you need more,
yeah,
it'll get you 15.
Yeah.
Some other things that are coming on the text line. Shout out to Ocho coming up strong today with the hateration. And buddy, look, Ocho is going to make himself, if he was not already one, a villain on the text line. Mm-hmm. So 713-572-4610, where he started off the morning as tuning in as I explain why I think Billy Wagner is only a Hall of Famer relative to other undeserving Hall of Famers he's better than. Boy, really? That's where you come in with Billy Wagner is undeserved. That is pure hateration. Man,
Ocho knows a lot.
There.
Ocho knows a lot of sports. He really does. He doesn't know squat on this. Squat.
That is real hateration.
Ocho, compare Billy Wagner's numbers to, I don't know, Mariano Rivera. Compare every number to that. Billy Wagner, long overdue. We're going to dig in on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of numbers, but one of the ones that I can give you just right off top. 2.231 career ERA is the lowest amongst left-handed pitchers in the live ball era.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, of course, if you have 500 innings pitched, but what are we talking about if you don't have 500 innings pitched? That's a Hall of Fame candidate. Man, what are we talking about? No, what are you doing right now?
I respect the guy's a great fan, all that stuff, but doesn't know squat on this.
Wow, he said he had more confidence in Brad Lidge and Dotel than Billy Wagner. Wow, you being a real hater. That is real hater.
What'd he do to you, man?
Way to come with the energy here. That is crazy. From the 713, officiating motorsports stewards and the overhyping of overrated players like Lamar. Okay, this is real hateration. And the lack of calling out officiating that aid Patrick Mahomes. Okay, so you was just letting the chopper win. The idea of the overrated players like Lamar Jackson, there you go. You got that. You got some hateration in there. But it's tough with Lamar now because Lamar is in this place where there's nothing that he can do as a player in the regular season. There's nothing he can do as a player in the early portions of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. It's just going to come down to, does he win a championship game? Does he win a Super Bowl? Like, that's all this is now. All the other criticism, he's not a good passer, right? All these other things. Can he be consistent running the football, or can he be like sustainable running the football? Oh man, he's going to get hurt. He's been doing all of those things. It's just the cartoonish fumbles and turnovers and mistakes that end up keeping the Ravens out of the place that they absolutely
but
should be.
But to be fair, that's a good reason to hate him.
No, I mean, it is.
And people are comparing him, I don't know if it's fair or not, actually, I was going to say unfairly, to James Harden. I mean, it's fair.
It is.
It's fair.
Yeah, speaking of running the ball, I hate the way Patrick Mahomes run the ball, man. To me, it's not fair, and I feel like he gained in the system a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's really gained in the system, and it's impossible to hit him.
Yeah.
Like, if you hit him any type of way, then that's a flag. And I feel like he just be out there cheating when he run, man.
Sideline interviews. Hate him. I used to like him. I don't know why, and I guess there's still some guys that are better at them than others, but it's like, just what a complete waste of time. You just want to, the networks are just sort of flexing, like, we can get the coach coming off the sideline. He doesn't say squat. The questions are cupcake, predetermined. It's silly.
What a hater. All right, some other ones that have come in on the text line. They said, bleep Dallas, the Cowboys, the Rangers, the Mavericks, the Stars, and this is where it really became hater opinions. And all their little league teams and high schools. Bleep Dallas. All right, yeah. I was like, the teams, I get it, right? It's the natural city. It's just the city rival in Texas, right?
Yeah.
The Houston-Dallas thing. You got to the little league. What did the babies do to you? The little league teams?
Yeah.
He said, bleep their Pop Warners.
I like this one, Bills Mafia.
That is interesting. And we'll talk more about Bills Mafia. Because Bills Mafia, I also have that hater rate. Like, and they don't do nothing but jump through tables and donate to people's charity.
Yeah.
And yet and still, they're annoying somehow.
Yeah.
They just are. I agree with you there. All right. Keep those coming in on the text line, 713-572-4610. Your pure hater opinion. Salute to Marlon Humphrey just being a Chiefs hater. Like, I don't care. Bills, whoever. They just got to lose. All right. Coming up next, let's welcome in our guy, Baseball Spo, to talk a little bit about, I guess, the interesting situation that Astros find themselves in, but obviously, more importantly, these Rockets as they head into a matchup against one of the best teams in the NBA, the Cavs. We'll do that next.